Four meals a day for 150 people, cooked up in a kitchen space so small you can touch both sides of it by stretching out your arms. But today the submarine chefs, or chops as they're known, have much more elbow room and space as they battle one another to see who is top chef.
Y'all got your plans together? All right, start it off. We carry only canned foods. If it's short underways, we'll have a refrigerator up, so no fresh foods.
Leading culinary specialist and competition organizer Brian Pearson there, explaining the limitations and challenges that submarine chefs face when deployed. In the Real TV competition, chefs face a mystery basket of ingredients, and today they have salmon, kale, eggs and cranberry sauce to create a salad, entree and a table garnish to impress the trio of local judges, one of whom is Chef Scott Mickelson of the Paragon Restaurant at Foxwoods Casino.
They've got some pretty contrasting ingredients. It's a matter of bringing it into balance. Wide range of flavors here.
With just an hour and a half to cook and plate their creations, time disappears quickly.
Three, two, one. And for our first place team, Team Newport.
Pretty nice to try something different, you know. We both love sushi, like just wanted to bring stuff that we love to the table.
It was very fun, and it was a good experience for me and my partner, and we're glad to win.
Winning chefs Alonzo Galdames and Scott Ledbetter, and their winning menu, an Asian-inspired entree using the salmon and cranberry sauce and a spinach and kale salad. Brian Scott-Smith, WSHU News.